The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Your own, you can't say, let me be going to different programs. These people, they are preaching fire, I will be represented there. These other people, they are committed to holiness, that is why I'll be fire. These other people that are committed to deliverance, I will be there. You can't move around all those places and grow, because God has given your meal to somebody, and he says, he has told the person, take heed to yourself and to the flock that has been coming. So our pastor has our food. God has given him our food. But you have to commit yourself. You have to give yourself to that ministry. Because he will not be the one chasing you around. Like in our local assembly, of course, everybody is not here. Your pastor won't be the one chasing you around everywhere, trying to feed you. You have to get yourself close and feed from whatever, because your meal has been given to the man. Hallelujah. He says, take heed to yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. So the Holy Ghost picks men and makes them overseers. Makes them overseers over other men. Over all. So you have a role to play, and that is to give yourself to the leadership of men. You have to give yourself to the leadership. Give yourself to be fed. So many of us, you've been at a particular state in your life. Now, when someone by the Spirit, God was ministering to you recently and was telling you that you've been at this point for some time. No growth, nothing is happening. Can't you see it's because you've not been committed to a man? Can't you see it's because you've not given yourself to the leadership of a man? A whole lot the church will do for you. I'll just show you that and we'll pray. So many things the church is going to do for you. So there is a big family of God, and you have to get yourself involved in it. What is the church? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. What is the church? How do we know a church? What are we going to see? I will say, this is a church. Because it is not every gathering where people meet to say hallelujah that is a church. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, without controversy. Verse 15. If I tarry long, that thou may know how to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and ground of the truth. You see why you've not been growing spiritually? Because you've not been committed to the pillar and the ground of the truth. You've not been growing because you've not, apart from growing, there are so many other things that should be happening in your life. And those things don't happen when you don't get committed. They can never happen if you're not committed to the pillar and the ground of the truth. Because this pillar and ground of truth will deliver plenty other things to you. So he calls the church the pillar and the ground of the truth. So the church is that place where the word of God is taught and fully taught. What do we teach and call it the word of God? Verse 16. Is it everything we teach in church that is the word of God? What is the word of God? Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was in Christ, okay? Was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels. Talking about the coming of Jesus on earth, everything he did, the fact that people saw him, and then after that he resurrected. This is the message we preach. And that is why we call it the pillar and the ground of the truth. So even when we're going to talk about prayer in the church, we still talk about it in this line. When we talk about success, talk about growth, talk about whatever, we'll still connect it to this. Because the church is the pillar of the truth. The truth about what? In simple terms, the coming of Christ, the death, burial, the resurrection, the ascension, that is what we teach in church. And that is what we do here. This is Platform of Grace. That is what we do. Because we're following the Bible. The Bible said the church is the pillar and ground of truth. And if you are going to grow, you have to be found under the pillar and ground of the truth. You have to commit to the pillar of the truth. Commit yourself to the pillar and the ground of the truth. Because anywhere this thing is not taught, that is a faulty foundation. Calls it the pillar. Of course, there's a Greek word for all that. Calls it the pillar. Calls it the ground of the truth. Every other place where this is not taught is a faulty foundation. Paul talking, he said that we how did he even put it? We are built on one foundation, that is Jesus. A strong, solid foundation, that is Jesus. Jesus is the foundation of any church. If you're ever going to call it a church, Jesus is the foundation. Delivering a whole lot of things to us. Hallelujah. Why should I join a church? A lot of reasons. Number one, I've been talking about it, for spiritual growth. For spiritual growth. Because it is the church that is going to serve you different meals in the right proportion. The church will serve you different meals in the right proportion. That you will say, nobody can grow by self-feeding. You say, my own, on Thursdays, I will just go to website and download messages. I think I'm done with that. Is it not daddy that preached it again? I'm done. And let me tell you what you will download. You will download relationship messages. Apart from relationship, the best you can download is new creation reality. Yeah, glory, we're righteous. That is all. The church will serve you different meals in the right proportion. So today, we're teaching on spiritual growth. Today, we're preaching on prayer. Today, we're preaching on different things in the right proportion. You can't say I'm downloading messages. I'm reading books. Growth cannot happen. Daddy said, 1 week in the word makes you weak. Paraphrased. So on Sundays, I hear it only on Sundays. That's the day me I used to have chance. I'm committed to my business. Daddy said we should commit to our business. So I'm committed to my business. But on Sunday, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Sunday is not even Sabbath day. I'll keep that one holy. I will go to church on Sundays. You are getting weaker. You're getting weaker by the day. Weaker. It's a Saturday's evangelism. You are never around. So let them be saving souls. Me, I'm sent to raise money for the souls they are saving. It's me that is sent to. Every day in church makes you stronger. I heard that by the Spirit of God. Every day. They say it's love feast. Every day in church. It's not a matter of having food at home. Every day in church makes you stronger. That's why you can't choose meetings to attend. Because all the meetings are put together in the right proportion to get you better, to get you growing, to produce the best out of you. There is a blessedness found in the local assembly. So he told them in Acts 20:28 again. He says, take heed to yourself and the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the flock. Your food is in the church. Please help me tell that to your neighbor. Your food is in the church. And that's solely where it is. That's solely where it is, fully found in the church. Your food is not just in buying books. Your food is not just in committing to your spiritual life. All that is good, but your food majorly found in the church. Second thing the church will do for you is that it will give you some support from people. Support from people. Some kind of moral support. Some kind of spiritual support. Sometimes you feel, I'm just down. If you're committed to a church, someone somewhere is praying for you. Something happened recently. Some persons were just misbehaving. We had to take them up. Different people. You commit to this person. After some time, in fact, the same week we started, one of them met one of our leaders and confessed everything that is wrong with him. He said, see, I'm very angry with so. He was talking. I said, leave him. Let him talk. When he was not talking, that was it. Some kind of spiritual support is found when you are committed to an assembly. You think that prayer, after it happened, some persons did not change. Their change started 2 weeks later. Some of them 1 month later. Spiritual support is found in church. Sometimes you're down. Sometimes you don't want to do it again. You don't want to go to church again. You don't want to join again. Spiritual support is found in the assembly. It happens to everybody. Sometimes you're not feeling good again. You just feel like, let me go to the world and make money and come back. When believers pray for it, that is called spiritual support. There's moral support. You lose someone and you feel it's just better I go. Can you speak, please pray in tongues? Just speak in tongues. Masheta da bashito robo sota ke barade fande libra ko sota barata shia. Makredi shambo roto zante zika zubra di shanta zekere de bako yataya. Le barako sombra de shikara de sati da subra de shakotoya. Makalata rabaka shado sobranda fekaga. Kile di zaburutu zumbrande shi de zanda shibrako sonto toto ropa katata. Makata rebaka shata rabaka. Hallelujah. The moral support you're looking for is in church. Fully. Join the local assembly. Commit to it. Be around. Be available. The moral support you're looking for is there. The moral support. The material things too that you need is in church. Every kind of thing is in church. The job you're looking for is in church. Say church people, they are scam. Church people are not scam. I heard that when I was getting ready. Church people are not scam. Everything you need, God has factored it into the local assembly. Commit to the local assembly, you will get all of them. The job, the support, all kinds of support is found here. Everything. And then the last thing you need, you find in the local assembly, you find God's method. For healing. You find God's method for protection. You find God's method for preservation. You find God's method to doing life. Say, what does that even mean? The healing you've been looking for is found in church. The direction on the next step to take is found in church. The preservation you are looking for is found in church. Everything you need to do life is found in church. Everything. That is why God has given us a man. God has given us a prophet. God has sent a man to be over our lives, to speak over our lives. Bro, see, Bro Vicky. Sir, please, what's your name? Are you Bro Vicky? She said, okay, V Dan. Bro Dan. Yes, sorry. Hallelujah. Bro Dan said, people say action speaks louder than voice. He said, but the reverse is the case. Say, our pastor's voice speaks louder than actions. Healing, deliverance, protection, preservation, direction in every aspect. God has given us a man, and there is a blessedness in committing to a man. You see, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Oh, glory to God. Ephesians chapter 4, 11 tells us that He gave gifts unto men and all that. He says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. The pastor's major work is about spiritual growth, but it doesn't displace the role of physical needs and ministering to them. So it's ministering to us in the spiritual need, whatever. Then all other aspects too are involved. I tell you, you need a man in your life. You need a man in your life. You need someone that will commit to you and commit to your growth in all aspects. You need someone to watch over you. You need someone to pay attention to you. You say, how is he paying attention to me? In different ways. Life cannot be done for the believer. Life cannot be done properly outside the local assembly. This local assembly has a man that God has sent. This man is committed to you. And if you don't make yourself available, you won't get the best from him. So one of the things, one of the blessings we have in the local assembly is the gifts of men. So God has given us a man. And in him, you find direction for life. In him, you find preservation. In him, you find protection. In him, you find success. In him, you find growth. In him, you find everything you need to do life. That's what I'm going to tell you. Go back to your different centers and get committed there. Because everything you need to do life is found there. You feel you are doing well in life, commit to the church and commit to the man that God has sent, and you will see what it means to do well. Give it a try. You will see what it means to do well. You feel, I have all the money I need now. I have all the relationships I need to make it in life. I have this and I have that. Commit to the man first. Commit to the church. You will see what it means to do well. Glory to God. If your pastor is not blessing you, I think the problem is from you. Your center, your pastor is not blessing you, I think the problem is from you. Because you see, our pastor, there is such a thing as sharing the honor upon your life. That is what he has done, and he has done with every of our center pastors. The same honor on him. Wherever you are, your pastor is not blessing you, you are the fault. I'll show you a few things you have to do, just few you have to do to get the best from the man that God has sent to you. God is reordering our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Mashadeba kazata layaka. To some of us, God is telling you what to do right. You've always known, you've always been doing life in a particular way. Now he's telling you what to do better. Now he's telling you what to do right. Now he's telling you how best to commit to the man. Bashadi balada barata ikabo sunto brande shibakaza. Lebako shibrada santa lebra kashata ya kata tata ya. Ibaraka senda brodo shaka de baraka suta ya haga de bayata. At every point, there is something better you can get from the man. At every point, there is something better you can get. So the first thing you're going to do to get the best from a man's anointing, start serving in that place. Service is one thing you are going to do to get the best from a man's ministry. Be available to serve. Be around to serve. So I'm going to ask you, what team are you in? How consistent are you in that team? How many times are you around? Be available for service in the assembly. What we have is a family, the same thing that happens in our biological homes. You should be committed to your biological home in service. You are around, you are walking, you are washing plates, doing all of that. The same thing needed in the local assembly. You can't be profitable without serving. Say, I'm a member of the church. You a member. Imagine being a member in your house. You don't wash plate. You sleep all through the, you sleep. You wake up and go to bed. You understand? You wake up in the morning and go to bed. They're never doing anything. They're not the breadwinner of the home. You don't bring money. You don't do anything. A useless child. Get committed. Join a team. Commit to the team. Get involved in the team. Join the choir. Join the expression. Join different teams. Join anyone. Get committed. And I tell you, service in the church is not the way to greatness. Serving in the church is greatness. I've told you, you are the one to be washing toilets day in, day out. Service in the church is greatness. Daddy did the message. He said, no part of the body is less important. No part. So your own is to be sweeping every day. My own is to be sweeping. My own is to be backing up. They never tell me to leave. No part is less important. Every part is important. So I said, serve. Secondly, obey instructions. Don't be that man that they send you and they send a support. And that's they say, please, keep this light here. You too, go and bring light. In case you don't see light here, keep it also. Obey instructions, as little as they are. Obey instructions. You don't know, that is an apostolic instruction. Obey them that have the rule over you. You say, but what is that? Obey. But that is just nothing. Now that thing is not anything. Does it not make me not to be committed? Not to be serious. Obey them that have the rule over you. And submit to them. And submit to them. And they may watch for you also. So that even when they will give account, they will give the accounts with joy. So what do you gain when your pastor says, go and do this? They are sending another person to do the same thing. That is not how to give an account with joy. So obey them that have the rule over you and submit to them, for they watch for your souls. And they that must give accounts, that they will do it, and they will do it with joy. Do I say serve? I said obey instructions. Again, I'm going to say be honorable. Be honorable. Honor is of the heart, but is seen in actions. Be honorable in every way. Be honorable in your words, in your actions, in your deeds. Be honorable. And then lastly, I'm going to say give. That is one way to get committed and receive the blessing found in the local assembly by giving to that local assembly. God pointed this out to me especially. That is one important way to show that you're committed. The Bible said, where a man's treasure is, that is where his heart is. The proof that your heart is in church is that you give. The proof that your heart is in church is that you are giving. Give to the work of God. Give to the work that God has committed into your hands. Give to that which God has called you to be in. God puts us in families and he makes provisions for us to commit financially and to see that family is growing financially for us. So I say again, there are blessings found in the local assembly. If you don't commit to the local assembly, you are not going to see these blessings. Healings, in deliverance. That is why every day they are praying for you about a particular sickness. The sickness is still there. Sometimes it's because you're not committed. Your heart is not connected to the pastor. Your heart is not connected to that anointing. You just gallivant here and there. Every prophetic word, you don't ever receive one of them. None. I said, you're receiving money yesterday. You did not receive. And you did not receive. Don't mind me. Hallelujah. But all I'm trying to say is, get your heart committed to the man. Get your heart committed to that assembly. Get your heart. You are going to prove to the man that you're serving him and you're following him when you're committed to the work that he has set up. when you are committed to the assignment, to the vision that God has given to him. That is how to prove to him that you're following him. That's how to prove to him, sir, I'm involved in this thing. And then one more thing. You feel you have the call of God upon your life. We are not going to come and pick you from nowhere and say, oh yeah, start leading. It is by the same way that call is going to gain expression. The same way. Committing yourself to the work, that call is going to gain expression. When you give yourself, God has called you to be a big singer tomorrow. He has called you to be a big pastor. He has called you to do this and do that in the ministry. Committing yourself to that work in the way you can. In joining the technical team, joining the media team, singing. That is the way that call is going to gain expression. And you see, there should be patience. What I'm talking about, there should be patience. Say, why are they taking time to recognize this my anointing? There should be patience. Let time prove your call. Did you hear me? You see that calling of God upon your life? Let time prove it. Pastor will say, if you want to run off, in running off, you run out entirely. Be patient. Allow time to prove your calling. Stand to your feet. Let's do that song again. That was the song God gave me for this particular session. I yield myself to soar high like an eagle as you carry me in the wings of your spirit. I yield myself soaring high like an eagle as you carry me with the wings of your spirit.
I yield myself soaring high like an eagle
as you carry me
with the wings of your spirit.
I yield myself
soaring high like an eagle
as you carry me
in the wings of your spirit.
You're in control.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.